Hello and welcome to episode 36 of Tibble Nibbles. I live in Camden Town and I have access to quite a few good restaurants and quite a few not so good restaurants. But I found a good one fairly recently, a sushi place called Wacker, which you can find up Parkway walking towards Regent's Park on the left hand side. You do generally need to book. It's quite a small family run, I think, place with about 8 or 10 tables. So you do need to make sure that you book at least a day in advance if you do want to eat here. I've been a couple of times now. It's my favourite sushi place if I'm not really pushing the boat out. Two of us ate here, ate enough sushi and various other things to completely fill us up and actually leave us quite uncomfortable. And it was about £100, which for sushi is pretty good. So we had, for starters, we tried the gyoza and we also had tempura, both of which were obviously very freshly made and crispy and delicious. We also had miso soup, which was also very good. That definitely passed the taste test. That's always a nice one to try if you do try a new sushi place, see what their miso soup is like. It was evidently homemade and really nice. And so we then had the sushi platter that they did, and it was one piece of sushi of various types and some maki rolls. So we tried all of that and that was really nice. And then we had with that, we had some crispy salmon skin maki rolls. We also had spicy tuna and we had something else, which actually I can't remember, but it was all extremely nice. Once we'd eaten all of that, we were trying to decide whether we were still hungry. We were, so we ordered just a load of sushi to have as a platter. We tried quite a few different things. We had some of my favorites. So we managed to have some scallop, some toro, some belly tuna, some mackerel, two different types of fish eggs, and we also had my absolute favourite, which was uni, which often you don't find in very many places, but these guys have managed to get hold of it. It was all absolutely outstanding. It's sushi, so it's never going to be a bargain, and I do think there are two things that probably shouldn't be used in a sentence together, and that's one of them is bargain, the other one is sushi. You do generally get what you pay for when it comes to sushi. I'll put the photos up on the website. I think I have some still in my phone. Your one thing you will see is that the portions are extremely generous when it comes to actually the amount of fish that you get on your sushi or in your nigiri and your sashimi. I heartily recommend this place. It is quite small, so you will need to book in advance. But I thought that this place was absolutely excellent and definitely well worth a visit. So just a very quick review on this one. Please let me know, as always, what you think. If there's anywhere that you would like me to try or you have any feedback about these podcasts, you can email me tibblenibbles@gmail.com or you can leave a message on the website www.tibblenibbles.com. Thank you very much for listening to this very quick review and I hope you have a lovely week.